It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we learn about the history of political spin and how it's being used in this year's presidential campaign.
First, a new report shows high levels of arsenic have been detected in private wells in more than 50 counties around the state of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism released the report over the weekend. It shows that wells in certain areas have more than 10 times the federal health standard.
Experts say the high levels of arsenic are partially because of Wisconsin's geographic makeup, but studies show human activity can add to the problem, too.
Dee Hall joins us now. She's managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
So this is mostly private wells we're talking about. Dee, where are the biggest hot spots, if you will? Where are the biggest concerns in the state?
Well, the primary hot spots are in Outagamie and Winnebago counties in those portions of northeastern Wisconsin. But as was mentioned in the intro, these exceedances have been found actually all over the state in more than 50 of the 72 counties.
And arsenic sounds serious. This is a big deal. And the levels we're talking about in some cases well over federal maximum standards.
Yeah. First of all, we have to remember arsenic is a poison. So if you keep that in mind, you'll recognize that it's got wide-ranging health effects from including cancer and nerve damage, diabetes, cardiovascular problems. There was a recent study that came out just last year looking at Maine school children who were drinking 5 parts per billion, half of the federal level, and they were experiencing a pretty significant increased intellectual capacity. So it's a very serious substance.
And I saw in your reporting 50 parts and more. What are the biggest levels we're seeing around the state?
Well, the standard used to be 50 parts per billion. They lowered it back in 2001 to 10 parts per billion in recognition of its severe consequences of drinking that. But actually, the highest level detected in the state over the last several years was 15,000 parts per billion. And just keep in mind, the federal standard, again, is 10.
And this is something that a private well owner won't necessarily test for.
Right. Well, first of all, the problem is that most private well owners do not test every year. In fact, most of them don't test at all, and certainly not on a regular basis. It's also something that you don't really taste, so it's not something you would notice necessarily.
Your water wouldn't be discolored.
Right. The other thing about private well owners, there are about 940,000 homes that rely on private wells, and I'm a private well owner as well, so I can verify this. There is no reminder that's sent to a private well owner saying you should test for this or that. It's really you are on your own when it comes to protecting the quality of your well when it comes to private wells.
Now, how about public water supplies? I know some of the people with this problem, when they're able, will switch over to public supplies. Do we test for arsenic in public water supplies? What do we see around the state?
Absolutely. And these public water supplies are not only required to test for it, but if they find levels that exceed the federal maximum, then they have to remediate it. So there's a requirement there. And so you can be much more confident in the quality of your water coming from a public water utility.
Talking to Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about a report from the center on arsenic and Wisconsin's water. Let's get to where this water comes from. A lot of times we think pollutants, it's something that entered the system from outside, or with lead, something that's in the pipes that have been there for decades. Arsenic is just kind of there waiting for us in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, in this particular Wisconsin's case, there's a particular kind of sandstone that is underneath the ground that's in the groundwater that when it is exposed to oxygen or it's disturbed, it can create arsenic. And so that's where it comes from. It's really a naturally occurring contaminant in our water, which can be mobilized by both natural and man-made forces.
And one concern, I understand, is high-capacity wells. If you start lowering the water levels in the groundwater, you might be exposing more of this, correct me if I'm wrong here, more of this silicon-based mineral to oxygen, meaning more arsenic is coming out, ending up in the water.
Right. A drawdown, that's one way. These high-capacity wells can draw the water level down. Also, drought can do that. And in addition, if there are certain kinds of well maintenance, can also introduce oxygen into the system, which can then activate the arsenic.
Let's talk about those private well owners. They get tested. Hopefully, they find they've got higher levels of arsenic. And, oh, actually, before I move on, just because you didn't have arsenic 5 years ago, doesn't mean you don't have arsenic now in your private well. Is that right?
Right. And that's one of the things that there was a UW Green Bay professor who's an expert in this area, and he emphasized the vigilance. In other words, you don't really know what's going on underneath the ground in your groundwater. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. So, and you don't know what the levels are and if there's this interaction going on underneath the ground. So he recommends regular testing of wells, particularly in areas that have arsenic in them.
So you find out you've got arsenic in your private well. What are the options? What are people doing if they're in this situation?
Well, you've got the reverse osmosis systems, which can be installed in homes. You also have, you can rely on bottled water. We found some individuals who found that that was the safest route to go. And, you know, there is an option of drilling a new well. That's very expensive, though. That can be $10,000. And then, of course, you'd mentioned earlier joining a municipal water system if possible.
Right. That's not available to everyone.
No.
Are there state efforts to help people with this this situation, high arsenic levels in their wells?
There is a well compensation program, but what we found was that not that many people were taking advantage of it for a variety of reasons. For one thing, your water has to be pretty polluted for you to even qualify. It has to be almost, I believe it is 50 parts per billion. So that's 10 times or 5 times higher than the federal standard.
So if I've got a well on my property, it's tapping in, it's getting arsenic. Does drilling another well make that much of a difference? A deeper well, I guess?
And that one I couldn't answer. It depends on where you are. It may not be an answer at all. But I will say that municipal wells do tend to be much, much deeper than private wells. And as a result, they tend to have fewer of these problems.
Is this something that's on people's radar in counties with a lot of private wells? Are people saying, hey, we got to start testing for arsenic?
I think it's on the radar in these particular counties in Outagamie and Winnebago in the sense that people who are building a new home, for example, will have to be very careful of where they drill. And there are particular requirements in those counties for how you drill a well. There are new statewide requirements as well for if a home is changing hands and the new owner wants a well test. Arsenic has now been added as of 2014 to the other two contaminants that must be tested for, and those include coliform bacteria and nitrate.
Is there an effort to get more? That's when there's a new well or when property changes hands. Well, a lot of these wells are in the hands of people who've owned the property for years, will own it for more years to come. Any effort to get the word out to say, hey, get this included in your testing?
Well, I guess that's what we're doing with our stories on WisconsinWatch.org is we're really trying to notify people about what could be in their water and efforts that they can take, including testing, to figure out what is there and then ways to remediate it. And different contaminants respond to different processes, reverse osmosis. You've got filters. You have some other strategies you can use. And so we would we'd urge people to look on the DNR website for that and also contact their local public health authorities, figure out what's in their could be in their water.
Well, Dee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
That's Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism telling us about potential arsenic hazards in private drinking wells around Wisconsin.